This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes James the Private Investigator with the most undercover he's ever had to go. I managed to fangirl massively again during a chat with Meghan Trainor, and then Chris does the same with his favourite, our Tune of the Week artist, Zedd. And the Gregathlon gets so frustrating. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Radio 1's Gregathlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Day 4.
Okay, this is Scott Mills. So this is the situation. We've all seen the weather today. We've just been hearing about it on Newsbeat. It's horrendous. Greg James is currently holed up in a hotel in Moffat in Scotland, and you can only imagine what he's feeling because he's put everything into this. He is right now 100% not allowed to get on the bike at the moment. You can't even see in front of you. They're saying the wheels won't even work on the bike. The snow is so deep. The visibility is so bad. But you know, you can imagine how Greg's feeling, because not just physically, but emotionally, he's been gearing up for this and we've been supporting him so much. At the moment, the experts are saying we can't continue. I can't see how he's going to do this, but we can only hope. And we'll keep updating you.
Radio 1's Greg Athlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
Two mountains down, one to go.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
It is 1:40. It's Thursday, which can only mean one thing.
It's Spy Day, gotta get down on Spy Day.
A new thing. Hi, James.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good, how's your week?
Yeah, busy.
Is it?
Mm.
Are people being dirty cheats?
Yes, they are, as always, which is good for me.
Yeah, that's right. You sort of earn your money from people cheating. So in a weird kind of way, although you're investigating it, you do have to encourage people out there to cheat to keep you in work.
Well, I wouldn't probably word it that way, but yeah, it keeps me in business.
Now, last week you were telling us about how you had to infiltrate a hotel by wearing a very smart uniform and using one of the name badges that you have at home. You've got an extensive collection that you've got.
I have got a very extensive collection. And since last week, people have actually messaged me asking if they can donate their name badges to me from their previous jobs, which is amazing. Thank you.
What like?
M&S. Someone from M&S come forward and asked me if they wanted me to take it off their hands.
You never know, you might need it.
You never know.
So James has got like a drawer, I imagine, of these name badges at home.
Yes.
So if he needs to be like hotel worker that's bringing you towels, which was last week's story, then he can be. But remember, he's spying on you the whole time.
Have you ever needed it to be another gender or like a completely different age, like a child or something?
No, not yet.
Like a birthday badge which says I am 5.
Not yet, but I'll let you know as soon as that happens.
You've not had to pretend to be like a teenager, but like you're actually your age, like in Glee.
Yeah.
No. I'm not sure how old I can pass for, actually, so, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, this made me think after last week's story, like, how far have you gone to go undercover? Because the hotel one was quite elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, I have gone pretty far undercover, and I have gone to some quite far extremes. I think the most cheeky one I've ever done, I had to live with somebody for 3 weeks.
With the person that you're investigating?
I lived with my target for 3 weeks. He had a room to rent, and I took it on.
Okay, right, so rewind. So who hires you for the job?
So it was a new girlfriend, and they both had quite a bit of money, and she wanted to see if her new boyfriend was trustworthy, and they didn't live together yet. And so we took the opportunity that he had a room to rent, and I rented that room. Well, she rented it for me. She paid for it.
This is unbelievable. And she was a new girlfriend?
Fairly new, of a few months.
So they've both got a bit of cash.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't live with him at the moment. And she says to you, look, I'll pay this if you go and live there and be his, like, flatmate.
Yeah,
that's such a good point. So she's paying for the room as well?
She's paying for the rent, and she's paying for my time and any expenses. But yeah, I mean, it was the best way I could get close to a target. I don't think I could get any closer than living with them. So.
And how long were you living with him?
3 weeks.
So you had to apply for the room and make yourself sound like the ideal housemate.
Yeah, so there was no guarantee I was actually going to get it, because obviously it was his decision. So we applied, I applied. I had to have a telephone interview with a guy. And luckily, the girlfriend had told me the kind of things that he would look for in a housemate that she presumed. And I said I wouldn't be there that often. I work in the city. And I'd just be using it as a somewhere to sleep, essentially.
So the girlfriend's like, right, tell him this, and then you'll be the ideal tenant.
That was the idea.
And it worked.
It did.
So you've got the room and you moved in. Mm-hmm. It means you're in the place and you can properly investigate the target.
Yeah, I was literally living with him. I was in the next room from him. And he, well, the girlfriend wanted to see if he was up to anything or if he was out when he was saying that he was at home, etc.
This and, is next level.
If it was such a new relationship, why was she so suspicious?
I think they've been together for a few months and she wanted to take it to the next level.
Right.
And she obviously wanted to spend a bit of money to see if it was viable or not.
Right, okay, so just checking before you kind of like go to the next bit.
Yeah. I was betting him,
but
yeah.
It's kind of disgraceful, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also kind of people with too much money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good way of finding out if you should like move in with this guy.
Yeah, and it did transpire that he was up to no good.
Oh, this is great. Okay, James, wait there, back after this.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
James, the private investigator, is with us still. Hi, James.
Good afternoon.
So, we have got a situation where James has been more undercover than he's ever been. He's moved in with the person that he is investigating. The girlfriend of this guy asked James to move in with him. So, like, you apply for the flat position and you get it, and then you're living in the house with the target.
Mm-hmm. Paid cash. Moved in for, 4 weeks at first, but I only stayed for 3.
Okay, here's the big question. What was going on in the flat?
So he was lying a lot. Obviously, I was texting the girlfriend, and she was saying to me, he's just told me that he's going to bed early. Is that the case? And I would corroborate what's going on. And there was quite a few occasions where he wasn't in at all. He'd gone out, and I said, I haven't actually seen him this evening.
Couldn't she just FaceTime him or something?
Well, she tried to, but he would never answer it, or had ways around it.
He's gone to bed early.
Yeah.
And what was your sort of plan at the start of it? Was it for you to try it on with him?
Yeah.
No, my plan was just to get as close as possible to see what he was up to
and
try and befriend him a little bit so he might brag to me about the sort of exploits he's up to.
I thought if you were moving into the house, your plan was to say, have lots of showers and sort of come out in a towel and just be like, oh, hello, whatever the target's name is. It's like, oh, where's the soap? That kind of thing, you know, like, well, whatever, you know what I mean? Just tempt him a little bit.
See, I'm going to put you in charge of planning these jobs for me.
Imagination off, that kind of thing, you know.
No, I don't think she wants that. That's a bit too much. I think she just wants to know where he's going and what he's doing. And he was being a dirty, dirty cheat.
Yeah, and on one night, he brought a girl back
who
wasn't his girlfriend.
How did she know?
I've met the client, obviously.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But I text her and I said, what's he said he's up to at the moment? And she said he was out somewhere. And I said, well, he's here and he's brought a girl back with him and they're both in their room. She kicked off and said, I'm going around there right now. So I had to make my excuses to leave, essentially, because I didn't want to be in the middle of all this. So I left, and from what I heard, she turned up unannounced and had it out with him. So I just wish I could have seen it. But
do you think he ever suspected that you were a private investigator?
Well, if he's listening, he definitely does now. But I don't know what she told him afterwards, told him how he found out or whether it was something else. But potentially.
But that is deep undercover, isn't it?
Probably.
So for something like that, you don't need to file a report afterwards, do you? It's sort of...
Well, I was in communication with her, but I do offer a report at the end if they like it.
How many weeks was that into the 4 weeks?
So that was the 3 weeks in. That
so
was.
What a DOS job you have.
Mm. That's
what
not a DOS
did,
job.
No,
that's
what he
dangerous.
Did is he sat in a flat for 3 weeks waiting for this guy to bring a girl back.
Right.
That's what he's done there. And then he rings the girlfriend and says, oh, you might want to pop over now. He's having it off with someone.
No, it wasn't just that, though. Other stuff was happening, right?
We had to go shopping. We had to argue about whose shelves were who in the fridge and, you know, proper housemate things.
So would you say that you kind of made fake friends with this guy?
Yeah, I was conscious not to get too close to him and
that's
actually feel
mad.
Sorry for him. But yeah, it was really bizarre.
So it was proper housemate stuff. You went on the big shop together.
Yeah, and I had to have like a whole cover story about myself when we'd chat and have a drink.
Now, he probably brought someone back because he would have talked about his girlfriend to you at the start,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he probably brought that girl back thinking, oh, do you know what? I trust my housemate now.
Yeah.
We're actually getting on quite well. Did he ever have a conversation with you and do one of those, you know, what stays in the flat?
Yeah, he would brag. He didn't do it at first. He waited until he could trust me, essentially.
Oh.
But he would brag about what he was up to the night before. And I didn't even need to follow him because he would just tell me about what he was up to. And I would just make a note of it all.
So the lesson from this, Scott, is you think you're making friends with someone new. Don't bother.
Yeah. You can't trust anyone.
No. But also, he was doing wrong.
He was. So, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty deep undercover, isn't it?
It's probably the furthest I've gone.
Wow, what a story. Do you know who absolutely loves this, by the way?
Who loves this?
Annie Mack.
Does she?
She texted me the other day going, babe, this private investigator thing is the best thing. I tune in every week. Oh. She honestly flipping loves it.
Thanks, Annie.
James, as always, it's been an education. Just be careful out there if you are getting a new housemate. You never know, it might be him.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, how you doing?
Gas Queen.
That was you last time we met.
Oh, my God, that was me.
It was you.
Gas Queen.
Yeah, we met at Radio 1's big weekend. I hugged you for far too long.
I know, I remember. I miss you.
Miss you. Right, we love the new song. What's it all about, please?
Respect. We got to bring back R-E-S-P-E-C-T in the world, especially right now. Just hug someone today and sing this sassy song and be fierce and respectful. That's all.
That's actually well good advice, Scott. Let's hug someone today. I'll give you a little hug. There you go.
Oh.
Don't do that enough.
No, we don't. It's true.
That feels good.
And I heard the song yesterday and I was like, yes, Megan.
Yay! That makes me so happy.
About the album as well, can you say if there's any collaborations on there or anyone you joined up with?
Yes, I have one song so far that I've featured my father, Gary Traynor. Look out for him, he's super famous.
Your dad?
My dad, he plays piano and organ on one of my songs.
I'm Googling now.
This is great.
Gary Traynor.
Mm-hmm. We call him GT.
GT. So the whole family is on the album?
Yes, everyone, and my fiancé.
Oh, yes. I forgot, that's
happened.
Congratulations. That's happened since I last spoke to you. How's all that going?
Thank you. I'm madly in love. I love it so much, and I love him so much, and he's sitting here watching me do this, and he's so supportive. Every day he's with me, drives me to work. It's kind of too adorable. It's gross. Oh. And we're very happy.
So Daryl's there now. Hi, Daryl.
Say hi,
babe. Oh, this is so fun.
That's lovely.
Right, okay, listen. The album is coming soon. Can you give me a ballpark time?
Summer. That's all.
Summer. Okay, well, we like the new single, No Excuses. Thank you, Megan.
Ooh, thanks so much for playing it. I love you.
Gas Queen.
I love you.
I love you.
Scott Mills.
Some of the things you just said to Megan Traynor, I've got to pull you up on them. What? At one point, I wanted to say something. You go, oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, I know.
And I can't really remember what it was about. It definitely wasn't that fun. It was when her partner chipped in.
Basically, her fiancé was like, hello. And I went, this is so fun.
Oh, this is so fun.
What's wrong with me with... Right, this happened, what was it, 2 years ago at Radio 1's Big Weekend? When I hugged her for a ridiculous amount of time. Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah. You proper fangirled.
I don't know what it is about Meghan Trainor, but I just go into a bit of a mess.
You go really strange, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I managed to fangirl hugely.
Also, another bit of that, where you're trying to get her to remember the fact that she's met you at Big Weekend. Mate, she definitely doesn't remember you.
I know, I remember. I miss you.
Miss you. She does miss. She misses me and she remembers.
100% doesn't remember that ever happening.
I know, I remember. I miss you.
What, so you're saying she doesn't remember?
I'm saying it's, it's rubbish. It's nonsense.
Oh, no. Do you think?
Yeah, oh, come on, be honest. You're like, yeah, do you remember that time that we had a hug at Big Weekend?
But she said
like,
she did.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Rubbish.
All right. Yeah, I guess pop stars do say that to people. Oh, yeah, I bet they get it all the time. Do you remember me? We met at that gig in Wolverhampton 15 years ago. I remember you.
How are you?
Oh, no, and now that's me.
I know, I remember. I miss you.
Anyway, that's my fangirling over for the day. Let's see how the worship goes in about 20 minutes when we speak to your fave, Zed, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris is going to do exactly the same as what I did to Meghan Traynor about 20 minutes ago, probably. And fanboy a lot over Zed. He's our tune of the week.
I love Zed.
We've got a chat with him from LA coming up. Hello, Rachel, 21 in Glasgow.
Hey.
Yes. You're knee-deep at the moment.
I am absolutely knee-deep in snow. I am sitting outside an igloo in the Botanic Gardens in Glasgow.
An igloo?
Yeah. I didn't build it, but I'm just kind of sheltering right now so I can take this call right now.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound windy. That's because you're with Igloo.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. And so it's really warm as well.
What are you doing there? Are you just meeting some friends or whatever?
Yeah, so we're off of classes today. The classes have been cancelled for the past 2 days. So we're just going to go out and play in the snow for a bit and enjoy our day off.
Okay. Are you feeling for Greg James right now?
Oh, my gosh. It must be so hard. I can barely get out of my house, let alone cycle up a mountain. It's insane.
Well, you know he's had to stop at the moment. They're just saying, that, and the experts who know what they're on about, they've done all of the sport relief challenges, saying it's just too dangerous to continue at the moment on the bike.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's going through Lennox Town. I know a couple of friends up there that if he does make it there, that they'd be willing to go out, stand outside and cheer him on. It would be great.
Yeah, it's just whether it's allowed, but the support is incredible.
Do you know, regardless in all this, the hundreds of messages that we're getting, the endless amount of screen grabs of people doing their donations, people like Vicky on Twitter and Danny, they just want Greg to really hear how proud everyone is of him and what he's achieved so far and what he's doing this for and what the challenge is standing for. Good on you, Greg.
And we really are in the hands of the weather at the moment, and it's pretty snowy where you are, right, Rachel, in Glasgow?
Yeah, it is. And like I said, it's absolutely knee-deep. But people are working so hard. Like, I've been walking around, pushing around cars and stuff and helping people just kind of get around.
Okay. Well, welcome to Bangers. Have you donated £5 to Greg Athlon?
I have, yes.
Love you.
I did it on my phone today.
Thanks so nice much. Man. Okay, here's what I've got for you on Bangers. Yes, I've got it on.
Awesome.
So cool.
So cool.
10,000 nights.
I'm liking it.
Alphabeat. They were from a cold country too.
Are they?
Yes. Where?
Just a cold country. Good knowledge.
Scandinavia somewhere.
Oh, right, okay.
Can't remember. Oh, that's bad.
Which good banger choice. Do you know what? I wanted for today's bangers to just serve up something completely different. We keep hearing about the snow. We keep hearing about the cold. Everything going on. I just wanted to give people like 2 minutes away from the snow, Scott.
Okay. Alphabeat from Denmark there. Yes. Well, what?
Oh,
I just
gosh.
I just thought... 2 minutes, we can just transport ourselves away. I would say windows down, but that's not a good idea. But we could just have a moment to this, everyone. It's ridiculous.
That's going to be weird.
I know, right?
Drums, please.
Oh, but listen, Rachel, it's there if you want it.
Okay, they're both really positive for the weather. I'm really liking it. It's so hard. I think I'm going to... Mad, but I'm going to go with Chris.
Oh, what is happening?
Please.
This is really...
Here we go.
Okay. I mean, if you just put Radio 1 on now, seriously...
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
We interrupt this podcast
to introduce ourselves. We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you.
Do we have best bits, Nikki?
Well, we want to bring you bits.
That's too much.
We'll be talking all things from K-pop, nostalgia, to relationships and dating.
Join us for the ride and find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Ta, Scott and Chris! Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Every part of me is confused right now. I've got layers on. I'm wearing like a massive hoodie. I've got my coat on still. See this person, coat zipped up, hood up, hat on, but window down in car and mittens out the window. That's right. That's from Paul. Hello, Katie, who is sat working from home today. Her boiler's broken, but that just put a massive smile on her face. I feel warmer already. That's from Nina in Farnborough. Nice work, Chris, and massive, massive hugs to Greg. Thinking about him, it must be so frustrating for him. He's done so, so well. We're all behind him, but I know he'll be feeling a bit disappointed even though he's done so well.
Yeah. I think if that song makes you realise how ridiculous this weather situation is at the moment, then, yeah, please donate.
I actually can't remember feeling like this cold ever. Do you know what I mean?
You sounded like you were about to do that Nicky from Big Brother. You know, the diary.
I'm so cold! But yeah, imagine what Greg has been feeling like. It's just, I can't even imagine it. I really can't. Yeah. Mal in South Wales, that did the trick. I just closed my eyes and pictured myself on the beach. I know, right? If only I had some suntan cream to rub in, that would have done the trick.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Zed.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're good. We've got your song, The Middle, as our tune of the week, and we absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for the support. I appreciate that.
Chris, who does the show with me, is... Well, this is his moment to speak to you because, like, he... I'm sorry if it gets a little bit much, but he's a massive fanboy.
I've been buzzing about this moment, Zed. You see, the thing is, I've wondered why you haven't been on this show on Radio 1 yet as a guest, because I think you're the best. I think you're an incredible songwriter. I think every song you do is massive.
Like I said, tell me if it gets too much.
So for a long time, I've wanted you to come on the show, so it's wicked to finally have you on.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll be happy to do this more often.
Okay, that'll be good.
If I get the invite.
Yeah, well, definitely come and see us when you're next in the UK. Where are you at the moment?
For sure. I'm in LA at the moment.
Chris, in particular, is obsessed with... how you do the vocals on especially on Stay and in the Middle.
Basically, you become a little robot for a second, and you play the notes you want to hear on a keyboard, and then you sing the words into it, and then it sings it for you if you want.
Oh, is that how you do it?
So you don't actually have to be a good singer, which is good for me because I'm not.
We had something happen which was a technical issue with one of our DJs on the air this week, and actually could have been in one of your songs. Take a listen to this. It was just a bit of feedback.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Similar, right?
Yeah, I guess we're comparing best service with my song.
No, never.
He's not comparing that to the song. No, please, Scott, don't say that.
Sorry.
Zed on the phone. Hey, Zed, have you got any plans to come to the UK soon? And I don't mean tour, I mean more for a tear-up situation.
Well, I think we are in the process, actually, this week of trying to figure out when I will be over there.
We would love
that. I would love to come by if the invite is still there.
It is.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Maybe I'll bring a little that little keyboard, and then you guys can try.
That's the dream.
See, this is what I hoped you would be like, Zed. Like, I was slightly concerned what you would be like, say, on a night out. But the idea that you could bring the keyboard with the voice thing would be amazing. I'm sure we could have loads of fun with that.
It's small. It almost fits in a backpack, it makes everybody sing well.
Is there a time that you find yourself, like, is it late at night where you generally come up with the ideas for the songs, or is it on a night out? Or, like, how does it work for you?
It depends. I sometimes have ideas when I take a shower and do nothing that has to do with music. Mm. Sometimes that's a good time.
One more thing. Why do you use the clock tick in both Middle and Stay? Because I really like it.
So originally the clock, the first time I used it was about 6 years ago or 5 years ago in a song called Hourglass, which kind of makes sense. I would have a clock in it. And then I kind of started putting it into more and more, and people started recognizing it. And I think in Stay It is the first time it had a real spotlight.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually considering putting that into every song somehow as my signature.
Get the clock on.
It's your thing.
You tell me what you think is better.
No, it works.
Either the way to yell your name really loud on top of a song or have a subtle clock in it, and it both does the same trick.
Exactly. I'm going for subtle clock.
Subtle clock.
Every time.
That you write some of your songs in the shower as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like clock out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll use the clock again.
Yeah, do it.
Come out of the shower, put the clock back into the song.
Right, okay, next time you're in the UK, come and see us. It's been great talking to you, and you're every bit as amazing as we thought you were. going to be.
I appreciate that so much, and I would love to come by.
Okay,
you're the best.
Zeb, we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1's Greg Athlon Pedal to the Peaks for Sport Relief update. With Greg, every step of the way, every cycle of the way, every mountain climb of the way is Radio 1's Adele Roberts. Adele, hi.
Hi, Scott. Do you know, I think we'll take Daniel Bedingfield, you know.
I know, right?
Got to get through this. I feel like that might motivate us today.
It might be another one. It won't be. So, right, just talk us through, how is Greg at the moment? Everyone's asking.
Yeah, no, I can understand. He's really frustrated, to be honest with you. I've not seen him today, and in a weird way, I don't want to see him. I want him back out on the road. So the story so far is, day four, we're supposed to be 136 miles away from where we are right now. We're supposed to be at a ski centre, but we can't get to the ski centre because of the snow. So we're stuck in a place called Moffett, which is beautiful, but it feels like we're inside a human snow globe at the moment. The snow is getting to be knee-deep, and it is getting worse by the minute. And so, obviously, the team are very worried about Greg. They want to get him on the road, but they want to keep him safe. So, at the moment, we're not sure what's going on. Greg's in his room. He's ready to go. He's fully kitted, and he just wants a break in this weather.
Greg, I don't know... See, I don't know whether I would listen at the moment if I was Greg. I don't know what I would think. But listen, Greg, believe me, if you are listening, you've got the whole of the UK behind you. It's not your fault about the weather. Like, what can you do? But I get it that it's so frustrating. We've all heard the weather warnings today.
We currently have two red severe weather warnings in force, both, of course, issued by the Met Office.
Blizzard-like conditions with gusts of wind, say, up to 30 miles an hour.
Forecasters say snow and freezing temperatures pose a risk to life.
I mean, you would not go out like that, and the safety experts who have done these things a million times are saying it's absolute no-go at the moment. So... The weather is terrible. So please keep donating, because Greg's probably on a bit of a downer. Would it be fair to say, Adele?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the one thing getting Greg through this at the moment is our wonderful listeners. So thank you to you, lads, for just not losing that momentum. You know, please keep your donations coming in. You're making a massive difference.
Hey, listen, this is something that if he is listening, will buoy him up. And I know it will for you as well, Adele, and everyone else, or the crew there. This is something for you now.
Money raised so far.
Are you ready for it?
Yes, 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 please.
Okay, today's been a tough one. Well, it's been tough every day, but, like, so frustrating that he just can't get out there and get to the next peak, the final peak, Ben Nevis. We'll keep you up to date on how that's going and what the experts are saying. But at the moment, I can tell you, thank you to you lovely, 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 amazing, wonderful, generous listeners of Radio 1. The Greg Athlon total is currently 392,827 pounds.
Yes!
Come on!
You guys probably can't hear this, but the cheer's just gone up in the hotel. That is fabulous. Thank you so much.
It's massive. It's massive.
I'm going to say that again. 392,827 pounds. Like, I know we can get this to 500,000. I know it. If you want to show Greg your support, like, now is the best time to do it, because he will be sat there going, "Ugh!" Please, if you can, pick up your phone, make a £5 donation to Sport Relief. Just text the word Greg if you can afford it. I know a lot of people are saying, like, they've given up a packet of cigarettes, or they've given up their takeaway tonight, or a couple of pints down the pub, and we really appreciate it. Text the word Greg to 70205. Text costs £5 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You'll be really making Greg feel a lot better. He's done so well. Blood, sweat and tears have gone into this, and this is terrible today.
But isn't that the incredible thing about the British public, is that even though the snow grounds everything to a halt, the donations just keep on coming.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, I had a little hairs on the back of my neck during that total then.
Can I just say as well, we've just had someone come to the hotel in this weather to give a tenner. So, like Chris just said, community, our listeners are the best.
Yeah. But by far the best. You've got to be 16 or over to make a donation. Ask the bill payer's permission if you want to donate online or donate more. And the full terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Please pick up the phone if you can. £5 if we all did this now, if we all picked up and put Greg in the message and then 70205, we'd get that total way, way up. And thank you, Adele, by the way. We'll speak to you in a bit, all right? Keep us updated.
Thank you, lads. Yeah, thanks, appreciate Adele. It. Will do.
Scott Mills.
So many people donating now. Thank you so much. Including Natalie and Ollie's 8-year-old son, who's just donated his birthday money today to Greg. Thank you so much. That's amazing. All right, listen, I just want to read you this email, okay? And this came into Radio 1 about an hour ago, and I just thought that if you haven't donated yet, or, like, you know, if you don't know anybody, I'm sure you do, but if you don't know anybody or you haven't yourself been affected by anything to do with mental health, I just want to read this out. And I'll read it as it is. Hi, my name is Georgia, and from the age of 12, 13, I've suffered with severe anxiety, which has often led to depression. It made me hate myself as I felt out of control. My anxiety would present itself when events would come along that the normal person just wouldn't feel worried about. I would wake up and basically spend the morning throwing up because I was so anxious. I missed quite a bit of school, and my classmates and most of my teachers didn't really understand, and they'd often say things like, well, go and have a weekend doing something nice, as they thought that was going to make anything better. I got really amazing GCSE results, which was actually kind of a negative, as it made me think that if I put myself through that, then I will achieve, which obviously isn't the case. When I went to sixth form, it got so much worse, and I couldn't leave the house, and I didn't really go out for a month or so. I then took a gap year where I, in fact, did nothing because the thought of going out and getting a job or doing more education or meeting people terrified me. Over the years, I visited many doctors and psychologists who would suggest things like maybe changing my diet or taking Gaviscon, which is never going to help mental health. I've missed events which are really important to me and could have been influential in my career, and now really kick myself about it. In good news, I am so much better now. I'm 19, 20 this weekend. I have a part-time job, which I love. I'm working on my very own website and get to interview so many inspiring women working in sport, and I love doing it. The point of my email was to thank everyone at Radio 1 for everything they're doing to break the stigma of mental health, especially for young people. I found it hard to talk about when I was at school because nobody really understood, but now I have more confidence to talk about it, and people have been so kind and helpful. Not only has the work that you have done made me more willing to talk, but also others more willing to listen. There is still a long way to go in society, but with such a large and influential radio station doing things such as the Gregathlon, and having the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge in to talk about heads together is making more of a difference than you could possibly know. The money raised will make such a difference, and to hear young people's mental health be talked about so freely on my way to work or while I'm out or on the podcast is incredible, and I'm sure there are so many people who feel the same. Thank you so much to everyone involved in this at Radio 1. I don't think you ever recover from mental health. You just learn to deal with it. And if other people can learn that, it will make the world so much easier for millions of people. Thank you for everything you do, Georgia. I can't add to that. Just text the word Greg, please. Greg to 70205. It'll cost you £5. All of that money will go to Sport Relief.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow on the show, Maya Jama is with us again, as she is every Friday. And we're bringing back the Speech Jammer, because Maya Speech Jammer. Think about it. Do you remember this? We did it ages ago. We're going to get Maya to call one of her slightly famous friends. And there's a microsecond of a delay, which only Maya can hear in her headphones, but it makes your voice do really weird, really wonderful things. We'll get to enjoy the weird things it does to her voice She'll be freaked out by the slight delay in her headphones. It makes your voice go up and down and everywhere.
Oh, it's horrible. I've done this before and it's like genuinely difficult.
Yeah, we've done it with loads of pop stars over the last few years. We've not done it for a while. Maya Speech Jammers on tomorrow. Join us from 1.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow we're back from 1. Friday fun with Maya Jammer.